The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
He is truly risen. My brothers and sisters, the tomb is empty. The past days and weeks, we've walked side by side with our Lord as he made his way to Jerusalem and then on to Golgotha. We have been watching and waiting through the dark days of Lent. We have been through the darkness of betrayal and denial. We have seen what happens to dark hearts that put money before Christ. We have stood with Mary and John at the foot of the cross as darkness descended across the land, and our Lord hung upon that cross and died. Darkness. But today, my brothers and sisters, today there is no darkness. There is only light. There is only new birth in Christ. There is only the resurrection from the dead of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, the most glorious day of our faith, his tomb is empty. This isn't just good news, it is the greatest news we could possibly have. Christ has conquered death. I am the resurrection and the life, he tells us. Whoever believes in me will live. Let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light, St. Paul tells us. Night will be no more, St. John says, nor will you need light from lamp or sun. For the Lord God shall give you light, and you shall reign forever and ever. This resurrection of Christ is the turning point of all of human history. Prior to this, death still haunted humanity. Heaven was not yet open to us, and there was no hope for salvation. But this blessed resurrection of our Lord changes everything. This resurrection is the reason and cause of our hope as Christians, as Catholics. Because if Christ had not been raised, St. Paul says, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. This is how important the resurrection of Christ is. Without it, none of this makes sense. And without it, none of it matters. This is how important the resurrection of Christ is. From this point forward, every Friday is a Good Friday, and every Sunday is an Easter Sunday. The eighth psalm asks, "What is man that you are mindful of him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor." And yet, by the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are given an opportunity to be even higher than the angels themselves. By our baptism, we are made into sons and daughters of the Most High. And by his death and his resurrection, if we have lived and died for him, we will be raised on the last day to sit with him in glory above even the angels. He has restored what was lost by our first parents, Adam and Eve, and has given humanity a share in his own glory. My brothers and sisters, this is good news indeed, that Christ has conquered death, that he has risen from the tomb, and that that tomb is empty. Because heaven is open and Christ is risen, he is truly risen. Hallelujah.